Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
I am.
Thank you very much. And politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
Of course it's southern, yes.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it?
Yes.
Is that yes oppose or yes support?
Support.
Support. Thank you. Now, for something different, school choice gives parents the right to use the tax dollar designated for their child's education to send their child to the public or private school, which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, would you say you support or oppose the concept of school choice?
Support.
Thank you. Recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
Support.
Thank you. And currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund Program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program?
Oppose.
Thank you. And would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislature who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund Program to all students in South Carolina?
No.
So that would be less likely or more likely?
Less likely.
Less likely, thank you. And do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
Yes, I do.
And do you believe bars or restaurants that knowingly over-serve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone?
Yes, they should.
Thank you. Now, South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain they qualify and free from conflict. This usually is a 3 to 4 month process, and do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
I think it produces the best candidates.
Thank you very much. And if a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification, sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for their injuries?
Should.
And do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of aware damages? I'm so sorry. I can restart that if you want.
You need to repeat that.
Yes. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of award damages?
I believe they should not.
They should not. Thank you. Now, marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, hurt the public perception of the legal profession, or has no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
I think it helped.
It helped. Thank you. Now, many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. Doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in getting true justice for their injured client or maximizing their contingency-based legal fees?
I'm not sure.
For what you feel, where would you lean?
Repeat that.
Yes, where would you lean if you were to choose? Getting true justice for their injured client or maximizing their contingency-based legal fees?
Maximize it.
Thank you. Now, what impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, have little to no effect on premiums, or reduce premiums?
Have little to no effect.
Thank you. And just a few more questions and we're done. So before we continue, I just thank you for your patience. Now, do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential?
I think they should keep it confidential.
Thank you. And if parents are involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
Repeat that to me one more time.
Yes. If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
I think the government should not intervene if the parents are involved.
Thank you. Now, the next two questions are just for statistical purposes. In terms of political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Other.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49? 50 and 64 or 65 plus?
65 plus.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian? Black or African American? Hispanic or Latino? Asian or other?
Other.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Female.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Goodbye.